Hi, this is Scott Wiley, the host of The Wisdom Journey. Have you ever missed the value of something special? Today, Stephen explores a passage where Paul contrasts worldly wisdom with God's wisdom. Like missing the significance of something of great importance, the world often misses the wisdom of the gospel. Paul reminds us that true wisdom comes from the Spirit of God. Stay tuned as Stephen unpacks this in a lesson called The Source of Wisdom.
When Thomas Edison announced in 1878 that he was working on his light bulb, a committee of the British Parliament was formed, and they investigated the matter and then said that his invention was, quote, unworthy of the attention of scientific men. Well, every time you flip on a light switch, you can be reminded how wrong Parliament was. Reminds me of a rhetoric teacher in England who wrote on a 16-year-old's report card, quote, a conspicuous lack of success. Well, that 16-year-old was Winston Churchill, one of the greatest speech makers in history. The University of Bern turned down a PhD dissertation as being, quote, irrelevant and fanciful. And that young doctoral student was Albert Einstein. Imagine missing out on the value of something so unique and special. Well, let me tell you, beloved, the unbelieving world considers the gospel irrelevant and fanciful, and they have no interest in God's dissertation on anything. Well, as we sail back into the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, we find that too much of the world's wisdom has infiltrated the church in Corinth. In fact, they're beginning to make some wrong evaluations in life, and what they need is a good dose of the wisdom of God. So Paul goes on now to further describe this wisdom from God. He writes here in verse 6, among the mature, we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. In other words, this wisdom isn't confined to any age in history, to any one ruler. This wisdom, Paul writes, is a gift to the mature. Now, you might wonder, who are the mature that get this wisdom? Does this refer to Christians who've reached a higher level of spirituality, or to maybe older Christians, or maybe to every Christian? Well, let me tell you, there are a number of opinions out there, and I only have time to give you the right one. But I believe Paul is referring here to every Christian. Every believer is maturing at any age in life. In fact, those who've come to faith in Christ have more insight into spiritual truths than any unbeliever out there today. Now, Paul goes on to describe this wisdom here in verse 7 as a secret and hidden wisdom of God, decreed before the ages for our glory. In other words, this wisdom originated in eternity past, and it is known only because God reveals it. It immediately then relates to the gospel plan of redemption, and this is going to one day bring us all into our final glory. Paul refers to that here as Christians. And the world is going to miss it entirely. They think it's just some strange, unnecessary invention. But Paul writes here in verse 8, none of the rulers of this age understand this wisdom, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Think of who the world is rejecting back then. Not just another bright student that they missed. No, don't miss this. The world is rejecting Jesus Christ and still rejecting him to this day. Now, Paul writes here in verse 10 that for those of us who believe, God's wisdom, God's salvation, God's redemption, God's forgiveness through Jesus, well, this has all been revealed to us through the Spirit of God. It's not just older believers, but all believers who've received the Holy Spirit, whom Paul emphasizes here in verse 12 as from God himself. Paul goes on to write that the Holy Spirit has been given to us, verse 12 says, so that we might understand the things freely given to us by God. What's been freely given to us by God? Well, forgiveness of sin, a clean conscience, purpose in life, peace with God, eternal life in heaven, and more. Now, how exactly does the Spirit reveal these truths, this wisdom to us? I don't hear any voices out there. Beloved, I'm rather disturbed by some who are teaching today that you ought to get in a quiet room, get out a piece of paper, and start listening for God to speak, and then write down what He says. Let me tell you, what we Christians need is not God to tell us something new, but for us to get into the Bible and study what God has already said. Paul writes that the inspired Scriptures sufficiently equip us for life by teaching us what to believe, correcting us when we're wrong, showing us how to stand for Christ, and then for training us in how to live for Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. One of the roles of the Holy Spirit is to illuminate our minds to understand what God has already said. Now, as we diligently study the Bible, the Spirit gives us greater insight into what God has said in His Word. Maybe you've wondered why a verse of Scripture can take on brand new application, even though you've read it over and over before. Well, you can thank the Holy Spirit for that as you open this living book, which is alive, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Now, in these next few verses, Paul contrasts the natural person with the spiritual person. Now, the natural person is unsaved, one who doesn't have the Holy Spirit indwelling him. The natural person's perspective, desires, wisdom are earthbound. Paul writes here in verse 14, "The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned." By the way, beloved, keep that in mind when you're talking to unbelievers. Keep it simple, and don't become impatient with their questions. Don't argue with them over something they want to debate, some fine point in Scripture. Nobody's ever been argued into the kingdom of God. Just lovingly present the truth to them, and the Holy Spirit will be the one to convict them. The Holy Spirit, through His Word, will convince them. Now, in contrast to that natural person, that unbeliever, Paul now speaks of the spiritual person, the believer. Here in verse 15, Paul says, "The spiritual person judges all things." Now, be careful here. The word "judges" doesn't give you the right to run around inspecting everybody and passing judgment. The Greek word for "judges" used here in this verse translates "discerning" in verse 14. In other words, the spiritually minded person is making judgment calls, good judgment calls. In fact, you're making judgment calls every day about things that, well, they might be legal, but they might be ungodly, or things that might be good, but not best for you as you walk with God. Well, Paul goes on to say here in verse 15 that the believer can't be judged by anybody. Now, he doesn't mean that a believer can't be rebuked for sin. Paul means here that unbelievers can't judge believers because they frankly don't understand why we live the way we do. Now, we can learn truth from unbelievers, but not spiritual truth. You can be taught geometry and history by brilliant unbelievers, but they can't teach you how to live wisely. That's why some of the most brilliant people on earth are dismal failures in life. Spiritual truths, godly perspectives, are discerned by means of the Spirit working within us through the wisdom of God's Word. Now, many people tonight could look up at that glorious sunset and they can appreciate its beauty, but the believer can appreciate it on a much deeper level, a level that leads him or her to appreciate the Creator. Well, Paul concludes this chapter by quoting Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 13, where Paul writes here, "Who has understood the mind of the Lord?" Now, you might think that Paul would respond, "Nobody does." But instead, Paul goes on here to write in verse 16, "But we have the mind of Christ." In other words, we do. We understand. Now, this doesn't mean that we know everything Jesus knows, but Paul is emphasizing that we can understand spiritual truths. We can have spiritual wisdom like our Lord does. In fact, once you become a Christian, did you ever notice the fact that you started seeing things from the Lord's viewpoint? You started looking at life from God's perspective? We need to see the world around us that way today. Let's be discerning in making judgment calls today. As believers, as maturing believers, let's submit to the Holy Spirit as we walk with Christ today. Well, until next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today on the Wisdom Journey. Remember, true wisdom comes from God. The world may dismiss it, but we know better. We know that we gain this wisdom through the Holy Spirit. He reveals spiritual truth to us. Believers have the mind of Christ. This means we can understand and apply God's wisdom. Let's be discerning and make wise choices today. Stephen Davey is the president of Wisdom International. He developed this wisdom journey out of a desire to help you walk wisely through life. We're convinced that if you follow along each day, God will use this resource to help you know what the Bible says, understand what it means, and apply it to your life. If you've been listening for a while, you've likely found that to be true. And if that's the case, we'd love to hear about it. We're interested in hearing how God is using this ministry and the teaching of His Word to strengthen your faith and help you walk wisely. You can write to us at Wisdom International, P.O. Box 37297, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27627. Once again, that's Wisdom International, P.O. Box 37297, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27627. If you'd like to communicate with us electronically, our email address is info@wisdomonline.org. If we can help you over the phone, you'll reach us if you dial 866-48-BIBLE. However you choose to contact us, I hope you'll do that today. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're glad you took the time to be with us. Make plans to join us next time to continue traveling through the Bible on the Wisdom Journey.